Love is the fulfilling of the law, February 15. We will love our neighbors as ourselves. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Matthew 22:39. The divine law requires us to love God supremely and our neighbors ourselves. Without the exercise of this love, the highest profession of faith is mere hypocrisy. The worshiper of God will find that he cannot cherish one fiber of the root of selfishness. He cannot do his duty to his God and practice oppression toward his fellow men. The second principle of the law is like unto the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This do, and thou shalt live. These are the words of Jesus Christ from which there can be no departure on the part of any man, woman, or youth who would be a true Christian. It is obedience to the principles of the commandments of God that molds a character after the divine similitude. To leave a suffering neighbor unrelieved is a branch of the law of God. He who loves God will not only love his fellow men, but will regard with tender compassion the creature which God has made. When the Spirit of God is in man, it leads him to relieve rather than to create suffering. We are to care for every case of suffering and to look upon ourselves as God's agents to relieve the needy to the very uttermost of our ability. We are to be laborers together with God. There are some who manifest great affection for their relatives, for their friends and favorites, who yet fail to be kind and considerate to those who need tender sympathy, who need kindness and love. With earnest heart, let us inquire, who is my neighbor? Our neighbors are not merely our neighbors and special friends, are not simply those who belong to our church who think as we do. Our neighbors are the whole human family. We are to do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. We are to give the world an exhibition of what it means to carry out the law of God. We are to love God supremely and our neighbors as ourselves.